In continuing our series of shiurim on the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, the Torah in Yoredeus Simen Resh Ayin quotes the Rosh that says in Hilchos Sefer Torah Simen Aleph that the chiyuv of writing a Sefer Torah only applied in the earlier generations where they would actually learn from the Sefer Torah. But says the Rosh, now that we write a Sefer Torah, and what we do with the Sefer Torah is that we leave it in the Aron Kodesh to read from, the mitzvah now is to write Sfarim, Chemishchum Shetorah, Mishnayis, Gemaras, all sorts of Sfarim that people learn from. And he says, why? He says the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is there because, as we quoted the pasuk in our previous shir, "Va'at the kisul comes a shir azoyis v'lamdas b'nei Yisrael sima b'pihem." The Sefer Torah that we have, we don't fulfill the sima b'pihem, and therefore it's much better to do it with. It's much better to do it with svarim. But there's a very fundamental machloikis in how to understand what the Rosh is saying. The Beis Yosef says that it's not the intention of the Rosh to say that one doesn't have a chiyuv b'zman hazeh of ksiva sefer Torah. Rather, he says what the Rosh means to say is that the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah, Bezman HaZeh, has in it two components. One component is there's a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah, and also there's a mitzvah to have Sfarim and print Sfarim and pay for the printing of Sfarim that people can learn from. The Drisha disagrees. And the Drisha's opinion is that the Rosh means to say that one is not obligated bechlal in the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah b'zman hazeh, because since we don't learn from the sefer Torah, there's no mitzvah to write it. We only have to write what we learn day to day from. There's a machloikus, who we paskin like. The Shach paskins like the Drisha, that according to the Rosh, there's no mitzvah ksiva sefer Torah at all b'zman hazeh. The Bach and the Taz paskin like the Beis Yosef, and so too is the opinion of the Gra. Ask the Shagas Arya that if we're going to say, like the Drisha, that if one doesn't learn from sefer Torah, there is no chiv to write such a sefer Torah, let's learn our Gemara, asked the Shah Gesariah. The Gemara, he says, Afa pisha nichla avisa sefer Torah, that even if one's forefathers left them a sefer Torah, mitzvah kosvah l'atzmai, you still have an obligation to write your own sefer Torah. But if the entire purpose of the sefer Torah is as the Rosh suggests, just to have something to learn from, so what's the difference if I wrote it or I got it from my forefathers? The Chassam Sofer takes a very different approach. He says that we learned here on Daf Chaf Aleph a machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. If darshinan tamid the kra or loy darshinan tamid the kra. Rabbi Shimon's opinion is, the Gemara says it regarding the din of so Rabbi Yehuda's opinion was, the Torah says you're not allowed to take the clothing of an almana as a mashkin. And Rabbi Yehuda says that's what the Torah says, and it makes no difference if it's an almana who's Baruch Hashem wealthy, and you won't have to return her clothing every night, or it's an almana that's poor, that you will have to return her almana every night. That is the opinion of the of Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Shimon holds that Shimon tam the crop. Then what's the reason that we're not allowed to take a mashkin, the beggar of an almara? Because then you're going to have to return it every night or every day. And that will get her a bad reputation by people seeing men entering a home every day and every night. However, therefore, that's only an issue by an almana who's poor. That isn't an issue by an almana who's Baruch Hashem wealthy, and therefore, the halacha by an almana who's wealthy, you could take her beggar as a mashkin. So the Chassam Sofer wants to suggest that how could the Rosh say that we don't have a mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah? Because the entire purpose of Ksiva Sefer Torah is Sima B'Fiyah, to learn from it, and nowadays we're not learning from the Sefer Torah. But that's the opinion of Rav Shimon, that's Dorosh Tam of the Krah. But as the Chassam Sofer, we don't paskin like Rav Shimon. We paskin like Rav Yehuda. That was Dorosh Tam of the Krah. And therefore, the halacha ought to be not like the Rosh. That's the Chassam Sofer's question. Ask the Achroinim on the Chassam Sofer. Let's go back to our Gemara. Our Gemara, how did this sugya of Tam the Krah come into our Gemara? Because the Mishnah said, La Yirbalay Noshim, L'man Yosel Vavoy. We're worried that if I'll have too many wives, they may make him stray. And that's why Yehuda says that Ifilo Achas, even if he has one wife, Mesiris Asliba, that makes him stray, he shouldn't marry her. So the Gemara asked, isn't Rabbi Yehuda, as we just explained, the man the Omer that's Loy Dorish Tam of the Krah? And all of a sudden here in our sugya, in our Mishnah, he's Dorish Tam of the Krah. Answers the Gemara, then when is Rabbi Yehuda Loy Dorish Tam of the Krah? When the Tam of the Krah is not explicit in the Pasuk. But when the reason is mentioned explicitly in the Pasuk, even Rabbi Yehuda is Dorish Tam of the Krah. So as the Achroinim, I saw the Ravozna and the Shalos Tshuvos, Shevet Alevi, Chelek Hei, Simen Kuf Mem Tes, Kuf Nun Tes, Ois Gimel, asks, here, the Rosh says, the Pasuk says explicitly, Sima B'Fniyem. So since the Pasuk says explicitly, Sima B'Fniyem, that should be a raya, that even here, everybody's Dorosh Tama the Krah. So he answers, that here, even though the Pasuk says the time of the crop, it's obvious that here Chazal did not see it that way. Why? Because if Chazal saw this as a situation of Darshinon, time of the crop, if that's the way Chazal saw it, then there would be an obvious question. Why does our very Gemara say, that even if you have a Sefer Torah from your forefathers, mitzvah lichtav shalom, you have to write your own. But what about Sima B'Fiyam? All you need to do is learn from the Sefer Torah. So why is it obvious that Chazal did not look at this pasuk as an example where the Torah is beferish giving us the time of the Krah? And therefore, since Chazal did not look at it that way, therefore, the halacha is that we don't darshan Tam of the Krah here, and that's why the Beis Yosef and the other achroinim that I quoted don't agree with the Rosh. Rav Moshe in the Shalos Tshuvos, Igros Moshe, Yoridei Simen Kuf Samach Gimel, has a long discussion, and he wants to take this approach in the Rosh. He says that what the Rosh means to say is that if somebody will have a Sefer Torah, he makes two points. One, the Rosh means to say that if somebody's going to have a Sefer Torah and he's not going to learn from it at all, then the halacha is don't right, by Sefer Torah, by other Sfarim. But if you're going to learn from the Sefer Torah, or you're going to read from the Sefer Torah, certainly, says Rav Moshe, the halacha will be that you should buy Sefer Torah. Or, suggests Rav Moshe, what the Rosh means, that in a situation where a person has limited funds, and he can only buy a Sefer Torah or other Sfarim. So if the other Sfarim are more useful to this person and his situation, so the halacha is, says the Rosh, buy the other Sfarim. But in a situation where you could do both, even the Rosh will agree to do both. So according to Rav Moshe, it seems that he's sort of a compromised position. He's saying that the Beis Yosef and the Drisha are not necessarily arguing. Rather, what he's saying is that everybody agrees that what's preferable is to buy both the Sefer Torah, to write a Sefer Torah, or also to write a Sefer Torah and also to buy other Sfarim. The question will only come up if you can't do both, what should you do? There's a very big question discussing the halacha of a shutfus. We find very often different shuls, different communities, they can't afford, one individual cannot afford to, individuals cannot afford to pay or write a Sefer Torah. So the community gets together to write a Sefer Torah. The Shas of Tshuvas, Beis Ephraim, Chelik Yerodei Simon Samach Beis, is already speaks about it and is not quite certain if you yotze the mitzvah that way. I was thinking perhaps that this question is connected to what we're discussing. According to Rosh, the entire mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah is to be the Sima B'fiyam, to have a sefer to learn from. So as long as there's a sefer available to learn from, so what's the difference if it was written by a yochid or was written by the tzibur? As long as there's a sefer Torah written, that is and we have a sefer Torah to learn from, we're mekayim the mitzvah. But if we're going to say, particularly, I think that's the opinion of the Beis Yosef, that there's a special mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah, there's a special mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah, so that mitzvah, every individual has an obligation to fulfill the mitzvah. And since every individual has that specific mitzvah, so then the halacha is that you have to write, that the halacha is you're only mekayim the mitzvah when the Sefer Torah, when every individual writes a Sefer Torah, and a Sefer Torah that's written by a tzibur, you're not mekayim the mitzvah. However, I do have to point out that Rav Moshe and that tshuva, particularly if we're following the opinion of the Rosh, that says that the main purpose of the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is to have a similar idea, to have what to learn from. So that's what the main purpose of that mitzvah is. Suggests Rav Moshe that if that's the case, then the halacha should be, suggests Rav Moshe that if that's the case, then the halacha should be that if you have an option to leave a Sefer Torah in your home or to leave a Sefer Torah in shul, not going into the issue that we discussed in the previous year, that when you do give a Sefer Torah to the shul, don't donate it to the shul, even if you're keeping it for yourself. Still, says Ramesha, you should maybe keep it at home, because you're going to fulfill the mitzvah of Sim B'Fiyam in a much more significant manner if you keep the Sefer Torah at home. I also want to point out, since we mentioned a moment ago the question if one could be yotze mitzvahs Ksiva Sefer Torah with a shutfis, with a community all joining together, or as is the many in many places, that even if an individual himself is giving a Sefer Torah, the halacha in many communities is that when that Sefer Torah is finished, well, as the finishing writing the Sefer Torah, people come to write letters into that Sefer Torah. And I saw from the Devar Tzina Rav Zatzal in the Shas HaTshuvos Be'er Moshe, Chelek Hei Simen Tzadik Beis Siv Vav, that when you do that, you have to be extremely, extremely careful. You have to be extremely careful that whoever is participating in writing those letters in the Sefer Torah should be people who are kosher to write a Sefer Torah. That they're not people who are posel to mechalel Shabbos, etc. And he says, if the sofer or the owner of the Sefer Torah sees that there is such an individual coming to participate, so the best thing to do is to try to suggest that he shouldn't write the letter himself. He should appoint the sofer to be his shliach, to write the letter. But if he can't do that in a way that won't embarrass the person, he suggests that maybe ask the sofer that after that person writes the letter, when he's not looking, when he's not watching, have the sofer erase the letter and rewrite it properly. But he says if that's what you're going to do, you need to be extremely careful that you need to be extremely careful that it not that this letter written by the person who you have concerns about not be a letter of the Shem Hashem. Because even though the halacha is that when you write a Sefer Torah, you're allowed to erase a letter and rewrite it, that's true unless it's a letter of the Shem Hashem. And therefore, you have to be extremely careful, or maybe what's best is that even if, as is the custom, when you're writing the Sefer Torah, you ask people to fill in the letters at the end, the Shem Hashem should only be written by the competent cipher.